Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Pat.
I'm Buffy.
So yesterday we all took a quiz to find out about our personality.
That's right. We answered some questions to find out what kind of student you are.
Now at the end we had to tally up our scores. How many A's, B's and C's were in your answers? So I have one A, one B,and three C's.
And I scored two A's, two B's, and one C.
Okay, so I hope you guys remember your scores. If not, look back at day one of the article and check.
Today we are going to look at what your answers mean.
All right, so let's start the lesson.
What kind of student are you?
Now,check out your result.
If most of your answers are A's, Miss Popular, Mr. Popular.
Congratulations! You are probably very popular in school. People see you with a group of friends or on the school's sports team. You're a friendly and good person to talk to.
If most of your answers are B's, the class clown.
Ta-da! The lights are on you. You make the whole class laugh until their stomachs hurt. Teachers might find you noisy, but you bring joy to others.
If most of your answers are C's, the bookworm.
Well done! Parents and teachers must be really proud of you. You get good grades in class. Also,You have great knowledge in all subjects.
Word power!
Probably. Probably. The sky is gray, so...It will probably rain. The sky is gray, so it will probably rain. Friendly. Friendly. All of my neighbors are friendly and help out a lot. All of my neighbors are friendly and help out a lot. Joy.Joy. The children found joy while opening their Christmas presents. The children found joy while opening their Christmas presents. Knowledge. Knowledge. My dad has great knowledge of tea and coffee.My dad has great knowledge of tea and coffee.
As the article says, now check out your result. There are three possible answers, and what kind of student you are will depend on whether most of your answers are A's or B's or C's. Most of mine are C's. I had three. So we'll have to wait until the end.
What about me? I got two A and two B's.
Hmm.
我有两个 A 跟两个 B 耶。那这代表我有可能是两种类型吗?
Yeah, maybe you're a little of both. All right, so let's look at A's.
好。
If most of your answers are A's, you are Miss Popular or Mr. Popular.
Wow.
Well, that's not me.
No, it's not you.
Okay, popular means a lot of people like you. And I wasn't one of the cool kids at school.
Huh? 怎么可能？我觉得 Pat 很酷啊，大家觉得 Pat 老师酷不酷？酷。好啦，如果你选了最多 A 的答案，你就是 Miss Popular or Mr. Popular, 超人气天王天后咯。
Let's look at some more details about Miss or Mr. Popular. The article says, Congratulations! You are probably very popular in school. Probably P-R-O-B-A-B-L-Y, probably, means something is likely to happen.
That's right.
Or to be true. In this case, probably popular means true. You are popular. It's true.
That's right. Probably 这也是副词，表示或许，很可能。那讲到或许，同学一定会问，那 probably 跟 maybe 有什么不一样呢？其实啊 ,probably 的可能性比 maybe 还要高哦。像是我们可以说 ,I will probably go to the movies tonight.、
Mm-hmm.
我今天晚上啊很有可能会去看电影。Maybe I will go to the movies tonight. 我今天晚上或许会看电影，但是几率其实不高。这样有了解了吗？
So for likely to happen,、mm-hmm. that probably, we could also say, the sky is gray, so it will probably rain. The sky is gray, so it will probably rain.、
Mm, 天空灰灰暗暗的，所以很有可能会下雨哦。
What else can we say about Miss or、mm. Mr. Popular? People see you with a group of friends、mm. or on the school's sports team.You're friendly, you're、mm-hmm. a friendly and good person to talk to. That's a good thing to be.
好啦，你的超人气呢总是让你朋友一堆，或者呢是你有参加校队，比如说篮球校队等等。诶，其实通常校队啊都是其他学生崇拜的对象。诶， You're friendly and a good person to talk to.、
Mm-hmm.
这边看到单字 friendly, 现在要请 Pat 来解释一下咯。
There we saw the word friendly.Okay, F-R-I-E-N-D-L-Y,、
mm-hmm.
friendly. Friendly means having a kind and pleasant way because you like someone or want to help them. Friendly people will always take the time to talk to you or help you if、mm-hmm. you need it.
That's right.
So when I first、mm-hmm. came to Taiwan, I thought that Taiwanese people were really friendly.
That's so true. 台湾人啊其实是相当热情友善 friendly 的哦。没错 friendly 就是友善的亲切的。注意咯虽然它的字尾是 ly, 但是它是形容词不是副词哦。
We could also say, all of my neighbors are friendly and help out a lot. All of my neighbors are friendly and help out a lot.
我所有的邻居啊都很友善又很热心。
Okay, that's answer A. I'm sure you know a lot of Miss or Mr. Populars、mm. in your school. And that's Buffy's answer as well.、Yeah. Buffy, what's it like to be Miss Popular?
Well, being a Miss Popular is not easy, you know.、
Mm-hmm.
其实啊，我虽然以前在学校很受到同学的爱戴，但是你的一举一动都会受到大家的关注，所以压力是一定会有的。Actually, it's a lot of pressure, so don't try it, okay?
Hmm.Well, that's popular. So what about the B's?
What about the B's?
If most of your answers are B,、mm-hmm. you are the class clown. A clown, C-L-O-W-N, clown, is someone who does funny or stupid、mm. things to make others laugh.
So I'm part of Miss Popular and part of class clown.、
Mm-hmm.
感觉好像也是耶，因为我很受欢迎，也很喜欢逗大家开心。这边呢我们看到 clown 是名词小丑或者是爱开玩笑的人。
So let's find out more. The article says, ta-da! The lights are on you.、
Ooh.
This means that a class clown loves it when、mm. everyone is looking at them、
That's、
and、
right.
paying attention to them. The article also says, you make the whole class laugh until their stomachs hurt. Oh!Teachers might find you noisy,、mm-hmm. but you bring joy to others.
好啦，如果你是 B 最多的同学呢，其实啊，你是班上的开心果，你喜欢逗大家笑，老师啊，可能会觉得你很吵哦，但是呢，你会带给其他人喜悦，感觉当开心果好像也蛮好的诶。好、mm-hmm. 现在来请 Pat 说明 joy 这个单字吧。
Yep. Joy, J-O-Y, joy, is a feeling of、mm. great happiness. If you bring joy, then you make other people feel happy. This is a really nice thing to do.
That's right.
However, as the article says, sometimes the teachers won't be happy if you bring too much joy.
That's right.
As then you and the other students won't get any learning done.
That's right. Thank you, Pat. Joy 这里是不可数名词，表示欢乐、乐趣。那带给某人乐趣就可以说 bring joy to somebody.
For example, the children found joy while opening their Christmas presents. The children found joy while opening their Christmas presents.
孩子们在拆圣诞礼物的时候啊，感觉到欢乐 joy.
Every class needs a clown. Now, I'll be honest, sometimes that was me, but not always. You need to know your teacher well and know when it's okay to tell a joke and when you need to be quiet and pay attention.
That's a good tip. Pat 老师说啊，他有时候也是班上的开心果，不过开玩笑的时候呢，还是要有所节制比较好哦，不然太超过老师可是会生气的。
Now we come to the C's, which was my answer.
That's right.
If most of your answers are C's, you are the bookworm. Okay, a bookworm, B-O-O-K-W-O-R-M, bookworm, is a tiny bug that eats paper.
Ooh,
but
scary.
It's also a nickname for someone who spends a lot of time reading and studying.
And that's definitely not me.好的，同学，如果你得到最多 C, 那恭喜你咯，你是班上的小博士 bookworm。Bookworm 原本是书蛀虫，它就是一种很爱吃书的虫啦。
Let's find out more. The article says, well done! Parents and teachers must be really proud of you. You get good grades in class. Also, you have great knowledge in all subjects.Remember, we talked about the word grade yesterday.
是的 ,grade, 昨天有提到哦，就是成绩的意思。那书生型的同学有什么特色呢？ Parents and teachers must be really proud of you. 爸妈和老师一定很以你为傲 ,be proud of.那你的成绩呢，其实都相当不错哦，而且啊，你每个科目都相当精通。Wow, that sounds pretty nice, doesn't it?
And we also saw the wordKnowledge, K-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E, knowledge. Knowledge is the information, understanding, and skills that you gain from school or through experience.
That's right.
A person can have a lot of knowledge in a lot of areas, like science and history, technology knowledge, or knowledge about TV and movies. It's related to the word know. So if you have a lot of knowledge,You know a lot of things.
没错 ,knowledge 就是名词知识，也就是你从学校或者是经验所获得的资讯啊，判断力和技巧。同学们，那你们对哪方面的知识很丰富呢？我想应该是对韩国流行团体 K-pop 吧。Okay, now Pat is going to give us the example sentence.
My dad has great knowledge of tea and coffee.My dad has great knowledge of tea and coffee.
爸爸对于茶和咖啡的知识相当丰富，也就是很懂茶和咖啡的意思啦。
Okay, so let's end the article right here. Okay, Miss Popular, first of all, do you agree with the test results? Were you really Miss Popular at school?
Well, I agree part of it, and yes, I was Miss Popular at school.
Well, I think my result is right as well. I was a bit of a bookworm, though I did play on some of the sports teams as well as appear in the school plays. So what advice would you give to someone who wants to be popular?
Well, you're asking the right girl, 同学。如果你想要变成万人迷的话，The most important thing is to be confident and comfortable about yourself. 你自己必须呢先对自己有自信，然后接受自己的一切优缺点，因为要别人喜欢你之前，你要先喜欢你自己哦。
My advice is about personality, is you should be yourself. Don't try to change what kind of person you are. Bookworms are just as important as Mr. and Miss Popular, and not everyone can be a class clown.Do whatever makes you happy.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. 同学们，做自己也是很重要的哦。
All right, that's the end of the lesson. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Be confident.
Raise your hand before speaking.
Raise your hand before speaking.
Hello everyone, I'm Zephyr. 昨天我们学到交暑假作业，那交完暑假作业之后就要开始上课咯。偷偷告诉你啊，我最不喜欢的科目就是数学，每次上课都听不太懂，就要一直问问题。当然啦，问问题的时候不能够直接打断老师说，哎，我这边听不懂，可不可以再说一遍啊？老师都会要求说，发言前请先举手， Raise your hand before speaking. Raise your hand before speaking. 举手就是 raise your hand. Raise your hand. 其中的 raise, R-A-I-S-E, raise 就是举高举起来的意思。另外啊，像是早上升旗的时候就是把旗子升高，对不对？所以升旗是 raise a flag. Raise a flag 就是升旗的意思。还有啊，当你要干杯祝福某个人的时候，你会把杯子举起来，对不对？那么把杯子举起来就是 raise your glass. Raise your glass. 那我相信同学们上课都非常的认真，遇到问题都会主动发问。但是要记得哦， raise your hand before speaking. 发言前呢要先举手。这样啊，不只是对老师，也对其他同学是比较有礼貌的哦。那今天的小聚会就先告一段落。Don't forget to come back and join us next time. Bye-bye.
Raise your hand before speaking.
Raise your hand before speaking.
Chit chat.
Many 跟 much 都是很多的意思。
还有 a lot of 以及 lots of 也是哦。
啊，这么多单字我背不起来了啦。
好怪哦，怎么表姐睡个午觉还会说梦话？好玩的是她在梦中里讲的英文，哎，还是有进步的空间哦。我们都知道 many 和 much 都有很多许多的意思，但 many 后面要接的是可数名词。For example, I have many teddy bears. 而 much 呢，后面当然要接的是不可数名词，像是 much money, much water 等等。不过注意哦， much 大部分是出现在否定句或是问句当中哦。For example, I don't have much time. Or, how much money do you have?不过可能就会问了，那刚刚表姐说的梦话，我有很多很多钱，不能用 much， 那要用什么呢？答案是你可以用 lots of 或者是 a lot of 哦。因此刚刚表姐可以这么说， I have lots and lots of money， or I have a lot of money。 而且很棒的是哦，这两个 lots of 以及 a lot of 可以修饰可数和不可数名词哦。 For example， I have lots of cute earrings， orI drink a lot of milk every day. 所以下次啊，如果你不确定某一个名词到底是可数或是不可数，只要用 lots of 或是 a lot of 准没错哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
我们知道 many 修饰可数名词， much 修饰不可数名词。可是如果你不确定哪个名词是可数或不可数，只要用 a lot of 以及 lots of 就不怕错哦。
What kind of student are you?
Now, check out your result.
If most of your answers are A's, Miss Popular, Mr. Popular.
Congratulations! You are probably very popular in school. People see you with a group of friends or on the school's sports team.You're a friendly and good person to talk to.
If most of your answers are B's, the class clown.
Ta-da! The lights are on you. You make the whole class laugh until their stomachs hurt. Teachers might find you noisy, but you bring joy to others.
If most of your answers are C's, the bookworm.
Well done! Parents and teachers must be really proud of you. You get good grades in class. Also, you have great knowledge in all subjects.
Probably. The sky is gray, so it will probably rain. The sky is gray, so it will probably rain. Friendly. All of my neighbors are friendly and help out a lot. All of my neighbors are friendly and help out a lot. Joy. The children found joy while opening their Christmas presents. The children found joy while opening their Christmas presents. Knowledge. My dad has great knowledge of tea and coffee. My dad has great knowledge of tea and coffee.